Chapter 1. "I hope you brought your sharpest knives," Jean said as everyone arrived at her little cottage. Now there's something you don't hear every day, Daisy thought. But tonight was pumpkin carving night, so it was a case of all hands and knives on deck. Jean greeted them all with a cheerful smile, and her kitchen greeted them with the delicious smell of cinnamon toast and spiced tea. "Sorry about the lack of alcohol," Jean said as she handed them mugs. "I didn't think it mixed with sharp implements." Daisy stared at the pumpkins of all sizes lined up along the long, scarred table. "Are you sure you have enough, Jean?" Her wry comment was met with Jean's customary twinkle from pale blue eyes, her face wrinkling along with her smile. "You can never have enough pumpkins. Halloween wasn't a thing when I was a girl back in the dark ages." Her broad Yorkshire accent was friendly and down to earth. "Reckon I missed out. So I'm making up for it now. Besides, think how big the yard is." She swept her grey hair up and tied it with a band. "How are your carving skills? As good as your art?"
"I don't know. I've never carved a pumpkin."
"Sorry, Daisy, me and my big mouth. Well, there's a first time for everything and simple designs can be effective. Leave the fancy stuff to the cafe crew, eh?" She jerked a thumb at Angie and Sue, who were already getting started. As the kitchen filled with chatter and laughter and pumpkin pulp and advice-giving, Daisy watched how everyone set about their task and tried her best with hers. Angie, Fox Farm's cafe manager, wielded her knife with remarkable capability as she created a complicated design involving bats swooping from a tree branch. "How does she do that without the whole thing collapsing?" Daisy wondered.
"The Halloween trail's looking great," Jamie enthused.
Only 18, he'd joined as a summer sales assistant in the gallery, but he was so personable that Jean had kept him on for his gap year. This week, he'd put an orange streak in his hair, and his nails were painted alternate black and purple. Daisy thought about the bright scarecrows they had spent Fox Farm's closing day setting up, and then there were the witches in black cloaks and hats, the ghosts, white sheets over balloons suspended from trees, and the large rubber spiders and bats they had hung.
"The pumpkins will make the trail even better, except mine." Daisy turned her pumpkin's wonky frown and angry eyes to face the others.